From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, Congress has released the second half of the bailout money. We'll hear about the politics behind that move.
First, to that amazing splashdown in New York City. The pilot of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 landed that jet safely in the icy Hudson River yesterday, shortly after takeoff. Both engines had died, but all 155 people aboard are safe today. Today, the pilot and rescue workers are being hailed as heroes. Joining us from Battery Park City in Lower Manhattan is NPR's Robert Smith. And why are you in Battery Park City?
Because this is where the plane ended up. I mean, believe it or not, it landed 4 miles north on the Hudson River, and the current was so swift that even as they were doing the rescue, the plane was floating down the river rather rapidly. They got people off at 40th Street. We heard it was down at 34th Street, and it made it all the way to the end of Manhattan, helped by tugs, and they pushed it up against a seawall here in Lower Manhattan, and this is where they're doing the investigation. The National Transportation Safety Board is here, and they've got cranes, and they've got tugs, and they've got barges, and they're going to try and pull this thing out of the water.
And they're going to try to find the black box and find out for sure what happened. What are the best theories?
Well, about the black box, we just saw a couple of people suited up in wetsuits, so they may go after those flight data recorders before they even get the plane out of the water. It's semi-submerged. You can see the wing sticking out of the water at this point. As to the theories, well, officially, the NTSB says there are no theories. There are no assumptions about this. They want to take a look at the engines. They want to take a look at the plane and the flight data recorders and see what happened. But, of course, we know from air traffic controllers that the pilot himself said that there had been a bird strike, two bird strikes. And so we are now, the best theory is, of course, that he went through a flock of birds and those hit the engines.
Which is not uncommon in that area, right? There are lots of birds around LaGuardia and JFK.
Absolutely. And, in fact, the amazing thing about this is that apparently one in every 10,000 planes hits a bird of some sort. And engines are built to take that kind of hit. So I think even if it's a bird strike, there's still unanswered questions, which is, how could it happen to both engines, and why would the engines fail? Now, if these are, as some people suspect, Canada geese, those are like flying bowling balls. I mean, that can take out an engine. No engine is built to take a bird that big going into it. So, but there's still unanswered questions about, did the pilot really need to land in the Hudson? He was close to Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. Was there a way there could have been a safer landing on an actual runway with emergency crews standing by? And so those are the kind of questions he'll be asking.
Still, in the city today, he is being hailed as a hero.
That's an understatement. This man could be elected mayor on the spot. It's all anyone's talking about. This man who had a pedigree, Chesley Sullenberger III, had a pedigree sort of built for flying this jet and surviving this situation. He's a safety expert. He served on the National Transportation Safety Board investigations before, and he did a remarkable job, everyone's saying, of landing this plane. In fact, he and the other, the co-pilot and the crew, just received the key to the city.
Even though he's from Danville, California, let's remember that. He's not a New Yorker yet.
Well, you know, he could go far here, let me tell you.
Maybe he'll run for mayor. NPR's Robert Smith at Battery Park City in Lower Manhattan. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.